Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
All right. Welcome to High School Hoops episode. I have no idea. Anyway, before we jump in, Jake has got a small bladder. So we're letting him head off to the restroom while I do the intro. I want to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, mentioned high school. I can't imagine a better thing under the tree. Don't think it would fit under the tree, but mention High School Hoops, teachhoops.com, Coach Collins, anything. You get the best discount out there, $350 off. They will take really good care of you. They will not only give you the discount, they will let you finance it. They will do all of those things that kind of make Dr. Dish the number one shooting machine. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. If you haven't joined, you're missing out. A lot of good new golden nuggets inside of teachhoops.com. And, yep, come over and join us. All right, what's today's topic, Coach?
Well, we're in the middle of December, and, I think this is a time where we're all a little stressed out because we're trying to get ready for the holiday season, and you're kind of getting an idea of where your team is. But how do you prepare or handle winter break time?
So we were talking about this pre-coming on. I used to give them time off, and I still give them some time off. But I think there's got to be mental and physical rest. They're also, depending on whether you play over break, really depends on if you're not playing over break, I'd give them a substantial amount of time off. If they are playing over break, then you got to kind of spell it out. The only good thing, first of all, practices are never quite as good. You would probably agree from your days.
Oh my God.
They're never focused. They stay up too late. They don't get enough rest. They're playing.
Do you find, here's one thing I would ask before you keep doing that. Do you stay consistent with the time that you normally practice because of your situation as being a teacher, you can go in the morning, or do you think you like going in the morning? Do you understand what I'm saying? So if the kids are staying up too late, are you better off sticking with a later practice during those winter break times?
It depends. Sometimes I want to get them out of bed too.
Right.
So yes and no is what I would say to that, depending on when we're playing. I try to make things more cerebral. as far.
So do you know by cerebral? Do you mean like maybe adding a new defense or like something?
Yeah, I'm not going to add stuff for March, but right. I'm going to definitely add stuff for the second round.
Yep.
So just so I kind of know what's going on. But no, I kind of know my schedule. I know who are coming back. I know who are playing. I can tell you right now, I know who are playing when we come back from break. This year, we're playing some Prairie. So I can tell you what some of the things that I know I'm going to have to do over break, even though we're playing some games. So it's those kind
of. Are you playing this winter break? Or are you off?
Yeah, no, we play right at the beginning of break. So we play. Yeah,
I forgot who it was. I was looking at your schedule.
I think we played Marshfield on March 18th. Or December 18th.
Yes.
And then at the end of it, we're playing Manitowoc at the end of break.
Okay.
To just give a different look again. Manitowoc is the 30th. So then that gives, you know, the 31st will be an average practice.
So your two of your break games are basically non-conference games.
They're right? Non-conferences because we don't schedule our league doesn't. And then that gives me, you know, kind of a week to get ready for
some prairie,
which we play on that Friday. So I can give them like, you know, January 1st is on a Saturday. So that means they're going to have Saturday, Sunday off. So it just kind of gives them a little bit of a break as far as that goes. But I think it really depends on your team too.
Like, could you go longer for a day or two and then give them a couple days off? Or
yeah, the problem is I'm worried about staying in shape a little bit. Yeah,
that was my pick.
I'm a little that's why if we play on both ends, I think our conversion will be a little bit better, I think. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's the big one, I think.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, I think that's the big one. So,
what do you do when you have a couple games over winter break? Allowing your players to have a little bit of break because you've been in that situation before.
Well, like, around the holidays, how do you handle that? I'm going to give them off around Christmas and around New Year's. So,
okay,
it's a little easier. I give them usually a 3 or 4 day break when we're going on a trip too. So again, that just kind of depends. But yeah, it's. There's no perfect science to it. I do believe part of the reason we made runs is I gave them a stretch off over winter break at times. Because I think I'm not sure it helped us in January, but I think it maybe helped us in February or in March from a leg standpoint for sure. You know, I don't know. What did you used to do?
I played holiday tournaments before. And those the holiday tournament was always something always the kids really enjoyed it. And so I tried to go hard a couple days before and do that and then give them time off of there. And I tried to select a holiday tournament that was like immediately, but like right before the holiday break or like a little bit later afterwards. So they had some time off. And I know that I think the kids really enjoy it and it depends on your kids. Right. So if you know a lot of your kids go on vacation, that's a little bit different, you know?
Right.
I've had success with going and playing over winter break. The kids have really enjoyed it.
I like the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I like that. I like,
playing on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Because then like that's why we played Tuesday before Thanksgiving and we played Saturday after Thanksgiving. I like it. The Tuesday, we don't have school on Wednesday, so there's nothing else that it's something to do. And then the Saturday is the alums tend to be back. They don't tend to have left yet. Sometimes.
Here's a couple things that I would recommend doing this. So like, for example, if you're going to have a practice the day after Thanksgiving, don't practice at 9 o'clock in the morning. Do a later practice. or if you're going to practice after Christmas Day, try to do a practice later in the day, just because they're going to be tired. They're going to be, you know, some of those days where you know they're going to be up late or eating a lot of food and stuff like that. Try to schedule your practices later in the evening or later in the afternoon, because you're not going to have.
So here's my theory: is okay. I go Friday after Thanksgiving, 8 a.m.
Why?
Because I'm telling them, you better get to bed. You've eaten too. I want to run all that turkey off, man. I want them up. I want them moving. Otherwise, they're going to lay in bed. They're going to be sluggish in the afternoon. So I go the other way. Like the day, like if we go New Year's Day, like if I can get in Saturday, January 1st, we'll go at like 7 a.m. Let's go. Like, oh yeah, let's go. Because you should be in bed early. Like, go to bed at midnight. It's New Year's, whatever. You shouldn't be out anyway. Yep. I go the other way. I shoot across the bow, basically. Yeah.
Let's go. What we do.
This is what we do, baby. All right. Till next week, coach.
All right.
Sports Social Podcast Network.